Nature's our first teacher. We discover comfort and nourishment from our mother's breasts and how to use our bodily senses to navigate the world around us. And while we rightly grow in the intellect of our minds, we often need to return to the basic lessons of nature as well. It's true, many aspects of God are only fully known through the person of Jesus and learned through Scripture, but God has also created nature in such a way to clearly reveal His eternal power. And there are some seasons of life in which we're too weak to pray or read, and we must allow nature to teach us again. The sun rises every morning, and regardless of how long and cold the winter is, we know spring comes again. Nature is wild and unpredictable. It's not something we can ultimately tame, and it's good to have a healthy respect for this. And yet, despite the harshest of conditions, life finds a way and would not readily accept defeat. Death comes to all, but this is not the end of the story. There's a much larger circle of life that continues. As such, nature is also not selfish. While each life will fight fiercely for its own existence, there's still submission to a greater good and purpose. And nature overflows with its own beauty as well, inspiring, comforting, and bringing peace to our souls. To be sure, there are many lessons to learn from nature in every season of life, but its raw simplicity is particularly helpful during our difficult days. It's the milk our souls need when we haven't yet recovered the strength for solid food. Spend time in nature and let God reveal His wisdom through creation once again.